Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
It is 3 minutes past eight on this Friday morning. Mark Braybrook filling in for Pat and Heels, and we'll be back on January 10. Today, the last show for the year. Jimmy Smith on Monday for 4 weeks, and Pat and Heels and I will be back on January 10. Christmas not far away. And this country we live in is a remarkable country. For so many years, we've spoken about drought, and there are still drought conditions. Over at the moment in WA, there's two bushfires raging in Western Australia. In the last few weeks on the east coast, the rain has been torrential. We've got flooding in some areas of New South Wales and Queensland, and it once again brings into focus how tough life is on the land. And in recent years, in many years, Rural Aid has done a remarkable job in helping our farmers through the courtesy and the generosity of Australians. And today is Giving Day, and John Walters is the CEO of Rural Aid, and he joins me now. John, good morning.
G'day, Mark. How are you?
I'm well. Flood, drought, bushfires. We live in an extraordinary land, don't we?
Oh, hasn't 2021 just delivered challenge after challenge? And you're absolutely right. We started the year with a flood. We're going to finish the year with a flood. In between times, we've had the cyclones, bushfire, drought, and we can't forget the mouse plague. That was absolutely horrific for all those families impacted by that.
I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, that was extraordinary as well. Now, you've been out and about in Warwick, you were saying, in Gatton the last couple of days, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. No good. It's been a fantastic couple of days. Rural Aid, we've done some work helping repair some fences destroyed by the bushfires, and that's going back sort of 18 months ago now. But that's the sort of the recovery times and journey that people on that These disasters come and go, but putting the infrastructure back in place, restoring bank balances and just being mentally able to tackle some of these challenges takes a whole lot of time. And yesterday was another day out and about supporting a farmer and his family in behind Gatton. And we had some fantastic volunteers from Give for Good and Domino's helping us with that work.
So how long has Rural Aid been around now, John? It seems to have become part of the Australian landscape, pardon the pun.
Oh, look, we're only a relatively the babies, in a sense. We've been around since about 2015, but you're spot on, Mark.
That's still a long time. You know, 6 years of the work you've done, you would have helped countless numbers of people.
Oh, look, and that's the thing. I guess we look back and we see 2015 to where we are now, and what's happened to our farmers and the families and the communities that they call home in that time. It's been one disaster after another. And we look back with great pride that Rural Aid's been there along the way to be able to provide that support, whether it's fodder. And we delivered tons and tons and tons of fodder right around the country, drinking water. Look, we're in the process. It might sound a little bit ironic at the moment, but we're in the process of putting 100 water tanks on properties to help families when things do turn around. The big wet will become a big dry again inevitably, and we're just helping people get some infrastructure in place so they can manage that a little bit better as well.
What impact has COVID had on the rural sector, particularly with, for example, go into the supermarket in the city here and the shelves are pretty empty because transport is difficult. Getting even, I suppose, repairs for tractors and parts, etc., seems to be a thing that we don't think about outside of the drought and the flood, etc. Those little things seem to be difficult in 2021 as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And COVID it's been a huge, huge challenge. Doesn't matter whether you've wanted to cross borders for whatever the reason, it's just made life so much more difficult for everyone. And I think for us in the cities, when we walk into those supermarkets and we see some of those shelves a whole lot emptier and barer than we would normally expect them to be, I guess it's brought it back to reality that, look, it's our farmers who feed us every day. These are the people who grow the crops, who produce this fantastic food that we just take for granted. And when COVID comes along, I think that was a bit of a wake-up call for all of us that we need to appreciate what we have. We need to thank the people who do it for us day in, day out. And maybe, I know taking it for granted might sound a little bit harsh, but I think there is a bit of a sense that we just expect it's going to be there. So And it's not always the case. COVID's shown us that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what is Giving Day today? What is Giving Day about, John?
Oh, look, we're really, really excited about Giving Day because it's that opportunity where we're everyday Australians can reach into their hearts, can make a donation to Rural Aid, and with that donation, we'll provide that help and support that we know our farmers and their families need. Really critical to that is the mental wellbeing support. So disasters come and go, but each time the legacy they leave behind is that mental resilience is just chipped away and people are left in a much more fragile state. So for Rural Aid, we've been able to put more councils on the ground to help people through those tough situations. And a donation on Giving Day will allow us to keep that work continuing in the new year.
And how do people do that?
Oh, it's really, really simple, Mark. It's jump onto the Rural Aid website, ruralaid.org.au, or onto the telephone, 1300 327 624.
Yeah, it'd be a nice gift for Christmas, wouldn't it?
Oh, look, it absolutely would. And I think all of us are at some point in our life need a helping hand. And this is our chance to provide that helping hand to our mates in the bush.
Well, mate, thanks very much for your time. Thanks for the work you do. And let's hope that Giving Day is another big day. And we wish you and all the farmers that are doing it tough and helping to try and feed us in difficult times have a great Christmas and New Year.
Fantastic, Mark. Thank you so much.
Good on you, John. John Walters there, who is the CEO of Rural Aid. Today is Giving Day, and it seems that we've been talking drought forever, and now these rains have come, and you think of the people in Gundawindi and other areas, and New South Wales are copping it. As I said, over in WA, there's a couple of bushfires that are burning out of control at the moment. So we live in a very harsh land, and sometimes when we live in the city, and I'm sure our listeners out at Kingaroy and Nanga have been through tough times as well, and those up at Atherton and Ingham, all around the state of Queensland, there have been tough times, there have been good times, but today is Giving Day for those that can, for Rural Aid on this final day of the year for us here on Breakfast with Pat and Heels. Shane has sent a text. Thank you, Shane. He was one of the listeners who won two tickets to the first day of the test and made it in time for the first ball. Had a great day. Enjoy the show. Merry Christmas to everyone, including the work experience boy, and to all the listeners. Shane wishes us all a very Merry Christmas. So good on you, mate. I'm glad you enjoyed the cricket and glad you got there in time for that first ball. Absolutely. Now, on this day, December 10, 1965, the great Doug Walters made his test debut against England at the Gabba. Terrific batsman, Dougie Biddle, was also a very handy medium pace bowler. And when Ian Chappell or Greg wanted a wicket, just throw the ball to Doug, and he would so often come up with a wicket. Bloody beauty, one for none, was one of the catchphrases he used to say. So Doug Walters made his test debut today on this day at the Gabba in 1965. In 1983, Martina Navratilova won her eighth Grand Slam, taking out the Australian Open. In 1985, the Sport Australia Hall of Fame opened, 120 members were inducted. And in 1995, Ricky Ponting made his test debut against Sri Lanka at the Wacker. He made 96 and was given out LBW in an absolute shocker. There was no DRS in those days, otherwise he would have made his century. Stuart Law also played his one and only test in that match, scored a half century, remained not out. So does not have a test average. So Stewie Law and Ricky Ponting made their debuts in 1995. Ponting going on to become an Australian captain. Stewie, unfortunately, just the one test, unbeaten half century, but at least he got there. It is 11 minutes past 8 on this a Friday morning. The Brighton Homes open line. Brighton Homes includes aircon, flooring, steel frames and solar as standard. Discover today why it's better with Brighton, 13 13 55. And the Love Family Lawyers text line, Love is all you need, 0467 736 736. Well, 2021 was an Olympic year, and SEN was your Olympic broadcaster, and it was a terrific time. One of the best Olympics we've had, I reckon, since Sydney. The performances by the Australians at the Olympics and a lot of the athletes were just simply outstanding. We brought it to you right here on SEN earlier in the year. And on our final day of the year, I thought it was opportune to relive some of those great moments from the Tokyo Olympics earlier this year.
There is another option here.
Can we have two gold? It's possible.
depends if you decide. If you both decide on the champion.
There it is. If you both decide, you are both the Olympic champion. They don't have to take the jump off. So Basham from Qatar and Tamberi of Italy share the gold.
Run, boy, run. They're trying to catch you. Run, boy, run. Running is a victory.
Uja got away well. So did Blake out wide. And Azadi. Browning's having a terrific run. The first three to qualify. You betcha. Oh, boy, oh, boy. We've got one. We've found one.
Fraser Price and Thompson and then Jackson. It's Jamaica 1-2-3. It's going to be Thompson. She does the double.
In the centre, Curley's having a great run with Jacobs and Baker.
Benny Jacobs, Benny Jacobs, Jacobs to Curley.
Jacobs in front to Grant's run.
Jacobs to Curley, Master Jacobs.
Jacobs, Italy have won the gold medal. Tornu's coming hard. Great Britain, Mitchell, great Tornu. I reckon the Italians over the top. Ligon Street, keep your hats on. At the last, four holes over. Benjamin won't get him. The Norwegian is the supreme champion. Unbelievable. It's Bolt-like. It's a Beeman-esque record.
Mary Fowler deflection. What a moment! The teenager.
In by Yallop. Kerr rises. And the header is in. Sam Kerr becomes Australia's joint top scorer of all time on a memorable night for the Matildas.
And Patrick Tiernan, who's given his all and more.
Oh, no.
And is... Oh. Absolutely collapsed with 50 metres to go. He picks himself up. He's staggering here. Bowl holding for the moment. The pressure's about to come on. Who strikes first? They're starting to sweep home at the back now. Carrera in front. Rotich very, very late. Kenya go 1 and 2. Poland 3, Australia 4.
I didn't know if I was going to win, but I knew one thing for certain, that the whole Australia was watching, and that carried me on.
The substitute for Canada just about gets it through. It's a glory goal for Canada.
The winner on points by split decision. In blue, yeah. Harry, yeah. Garza.
He's already got the silver medal. Can she find on? Oh, that was close. How did it come down? What a jump. What a jump that was. Well, if you're going to go down, you go down swinging, don't you? And that is what Nicola McDermott has done.
The Australian men's basketball team's crusade to stand on the Olympic podium has finally delivered. The Boomers have claimed the bronze medal as they defeat Slovenia here by 14 points.
It's time to bring an Olympic medal home back to our country, Australia, so I can hang it up at Mum and Dad's house.
Welcome to the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020.
And here's Tilio! Remarkable! 2-0 Australia against Argentina.
Away she goes. 4-1 equals 3 in a row for the Australians. A world record. To become a legend, you have to beat a legend. And that's what we've seen. Australia win gold. The legend is growing before our eyes. She does it again. An Olympic record. A golden double.
I think she could end up surpassing Thorpe. She may end up being our most important swimmer of all time.
Can she do it? Kayleigh McEwen in front. Kayleigh McEwen touching first. An Olympic record.
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
But right behind him, it's Matt Wern who seals gold for Australia.
And he's going to take home an Olympic bronze medal.
Yes, the victory lap for Owen Wright. A bronze medal for the Australian. The team are ecstatic.
Out by three. Can they make it four? They can. 7-3 over the might of Croatia.
Brandon Cortes has done it in the pressure cooker. The cookers pull out all the stops.
From Australia, Keegan Palmer, the Olympic champion and gold medalist.
The Australians have done it. The gold medal is coming home. We have a new awesome foursome.
So
Simone Biles, considered the greatest gymnast in history, has pulled out of the team competition at the Tokyo Olympics.
I've just never felt like this going into a competition before, and I tried to go out here and have fun, and no, mental is not there.
It's going to be heartbreak, it seems, in Tokyo. The dream is going to end in despair for Australia.
I'm just really proud of them. It's just such a shame to end it this way. We've worked really hard. We've come together as a really united group.
I don't care about that. I care about what I know I'm capable of, and not achieving it's just really heartbreaking.
Wetton again, Van Ash again. Can Jake Wetton beat Van Ash? He's confronted. And Van Ash delivers again. It was just his night. It was just Belgium's night.
Now we're getting a shot of Jin here. So let's have a look at this. So, oh boy, so that's the last water jump.
The emotional side is something that I'm still dealing with and I'm struggling, but, you know, this is the sport, it's so brutal.
Hold tight, you're slowly coming back to life. I'll be giving you
into the final upstream gate. The time is looking strong for Jessica Fox. One gate to come. Fox is flying towards the line. Is this the moment she's dreamt of her entire career? She hits the line. She's got it. She has shines like gold to become the Olympic champion.
All of those things. It's relief and it's like, yeah. You know, she's such a good paddler, such a good person.
There is another option here.
Can we have two gold?
It's possible. It depends if you decide. On Olympic champions.
There it is. If you both decide, you are both the Olympic champion. They don't have to take the jump off. So Basham from Qatar and Tamberi of Italy share the gold.
Run, boy, run, they're trying to catch you. Run, boy, run, running is a victory.
Uja got away well, so did Blake out wide, and Rosati. Browning's having a terrific run, the first three to qualify. You betcha! Oh boy, we've got one. We've found one.
Fraser Price and Thompson and then Jackson. It's Jamaica 1-2-3. It's going to be Thompson. She does the double.
In the centre, Curley's having a great one with Jacobs and Baker.
Bene Jacobs to Curley.
Jacobs in front to Grant's one.
Jacobs to Curley. Master
Jacobs! Jacobs, Italy have won the gold medal. Tornu's coming hard. Great Britain, Mitchell, break Tornu. Oh, you reckon the Italians over the top. Ligon Street, keep your hats on. At the last, the Norwegian is the supreme champion. Unbelievable. It's Bolt-like. It's a Beamer-esque record.
Mary Fowler deflection. What a moment. The teenager.
In by Yalit. Kerr rises. And the header is in. Sam Kerr becomes Australia's joint top scorer of all time on a memorable night for the Matildas.
And Patrick Tiernan, who's given his all and more.
Oh, no.
And has absolutely collapsed with 50 metres to go. He picks himself up. He's staggering here. Bowl holding for the moment. The pressure's about to come on. Who strikes first? They're starting to sweep home at the back now. Carrera in front. Rotic very, very late. Kenya go 1 and 2. Poland 3, Australia 4.
I didn't know if I was going to win, but I knew one thing for certain, that the whole Australia was watching, and that's... and that carried me on.
The substitute for Canada just about gets it through. It's a glory goal for Canada.
The winner on points by split decision. In blue, Harry Garza.
He's already got the silver medal. Can she fight on? Jump. What a jump that was. Well, if you're going to go down, you go down swinging, don't you? And that is what Nicola McDermott has done.
The Australian men's basketball team's crusade to stand on the Olympic podium has finally delivered. The Boomers have claimed the bronze medal as they defeat Slovenia here by 14 points.
It's time to bring an Olympic medal home back to our country, Australia, so I can hang it up at Mum and Dad's house.